Okay, good afternoon. I'm calling to order the adjourned regular meeting of the CCSD. May we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? We have a quorum. Director Thomas is going to be late. He had an issue he had to deal with. This meeting is being held to address item 7D only, so all public comment and discussion will be on item 7D only. All of the other agenda items on the agenda were discussed last week at the May 18th meeting. So item 7D is discussion and consideration of the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application for the Cambria Skate Park project. General Manager McElhaney, do you want to further introduce this?
Absolutely. Thank you, Madam President. Item 7D, staff recommends that the Board of Directors discuss and consider the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application for the skate park project. The district has committed $170,000 towards the preliminary cost of the skate park project. The district has spent approximately $26,000 on the preliminary costs, and we will need to restrict general fund reserves in the amount of $700,068,764 before construction begins. That will be reimbursed at an 80% rate during construction, and the remaining 20% would be reimbursed upon completion of the project. We have started the grant application process online. We're estimating the cost of the project to be $1,020,461, but we are asking and budgeting for any overruns or anything like that in the realm of $1.2 million.
Okay, and the 50% match?
Correct.
Okay. And so what we get reimbursed for is 50%?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, does anybody on the board have any questions for clarification before I take public comment? None? Okay. Do we have members of the public that wish to speak on this agenda item only? Do we have anybody on Zoom?
No, we don't.
Do we have any written comment?
No.
And we have no comment from the audience? No.
Actually, we had a late hand, Crosby and Laura Swartz.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, President Dean and members of the board. I just have a question for clarification. This contract does put this property under federal protection in perpetuity, which is a long time. There is a section, I'm looking at page 134 of the agenda package, where it defines perpetuity. It does make allowances for a conversion of this property to different uses at some point in the future, but it's not exactly clear what kind of approvals would be needed to do that. I can just see 50 years out, there might be some other better use for this property. And I guess you can, if you provide equivalent outdoor recreation space, that's allowable. But if you convert it to some other use, you need to provide a property of equal value for outdoor recreation or something like that. I just want to make sure that I understood that there was an option to convert this property in the future.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other public comment?
No.
Okay, board discussion? Director Scott, sorry.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. One of the things that I wanted to verify was who the responsible person was, because I first read the application, and then when we got our packet, I finished by reading the packet. And it appears that our general manager, Mr. McElhaney, is the responsible person. And there's a lot of things that go into kind of a grant process even after the application gets submitted. And I just want to hear from you about whether or not that puts much of a burden on you.
Yes, Director Scott, thank you. So as far as the responsible, I've taken over the responsibility of making sure we get the application submitted. So we created our online account for the Office of Grants and Local Services. We started submitting and entering in documentation to make sure that we are able to submit before the June 1st deadline at 5 p.m. As far as the ongoing management of the grant, there are several departments in our organization that have budgeted for a grant writer management. So over our budget discussions over the last 2 days, we're thinking about combining some of those allocations for a grant writer and perhaps hiring someone to manage these grants, because we are going to continue to apply for grants. There's grants that are ongoing as we speak. And so I think that will be one of our options with my oversight.
Okay. Okay. Vice President Gray.
Yeah, thank you, President Dean. I just wanted to get a little, make some a comment on the money side, and also maybe get a little bit of a clarification, but also make a suggestion. As I understand it from the chart, the money chart, you know, about the balances that are in hand and that are needed, and also the staff report, there is a gap, a certain amount between the amount of money that has been already committed by the CCSD, which is $178,000, and the amount of money raised by the community council before it gets up to $600,000. And I understand there's $75,000 in pledges, and if you add the pledges in, it gets, you know, it's above that. But I was thinking as a way to make sure we're staying on track with the MOU, in terms of the MOU, that we consider having a basically, I don't know if it'd be a motion or just a statement of, you know, statement of our intent that gap be filled by the time the first round of grant winners is chosen, is named, like in I guess in December, 6 months. It doesn't seem to be that difficult, but I'd be much more comfortable if we had the matching funds in the bank, as it were. It could be the CCSD, or it could be CCC, or it could be with us, but to have those funds in hand, because we are committing general fund reserves in the meantime to that account. And I don't know how far the gap is and what the conditions on the pledges are, but I would think that would be a good practice to have at that point the match mint in cash.
Okay, if I can ask Ms. Amadei to come up and tell us, or Mr. Clark, what the situation is with the $75,000 worth of pledges. Is the light on your microphone?
It is now.
Okay.
The gap now is presently $45,000 on the on what we need. The personal pledges are from myself and my wife, so the funds are not a problem. So we'll be ready when you were ready to fund.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That sort of answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I believe we have another. Let me have Director Farmer speak first, and then we'll take the public comment that's on Zoom.
You think, why don't you go ahead and just take the public comment, then I'll comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You have someone on Zoom that wishes to speak?
Yes, Lisa Marie Belsanti.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Belsanti.
Greetings, board members. I just wanted to raise a hand in support of the CCSD submitting for this grant. Grants are hard to come by when you have able-bodied partners in the community that are willing to submit the volumes that come with this. I think it's a win-win for this board and the community, and most especially the kids in the community who will have a place to gather. So I just want to encourage you all to authorize the submittal of this grant and then cross your fingers that we get it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more public comment?
No.
Okay, Director Farmer.
Okay, well, first I'm doing this. Not that easy. I just wanted to pose a question here with regard to, and perhaps Carlos can answer this question or someone else, on pages 24, 25, and 26, where they have the areas. These are the photos of the location for the skate park. And I'm noticing the area that's circled includes where the trees are, which if we're looking across the street, are to the left, I guess, or you'd say the northwest of the skate park location. So I'm just wondering, how is that area, which right now is just basically trees and bushes, is that area, how is that area going to be incorporated if, in fact, it is going to be incorporated in the ultimate project? Thank you. Can anybody answer that question?
Mr. D'Enzo.
Hi, Director Farmer. Ray D'Enzo, district engineer. So I, that area, if you look at the engineering plan, I believe it's part of the packet, it's going to be part of the stormwater basin. So some of those trees will be removed and a stormwater basin will be put in that area. So.
Okay. All right. And let me just ask you this. Could we get some clarification for a novice such as myself? What is the stormwater basin and why? I mean, I guess it's kind of self-explanatory just by the title of it, but if you could just explain a little more, thank you.
Yeah, whenever we do any kind of development, we have to account for the stormwater that enters and leaves the area, and the pre-development and post-development have to match. And so that's what, to accommodate the new drainage, you know, based on the square footage of the development, we need to account for the water going in and going out. So, and the stormwater basin will act as what's called a retention basin, or actually a detention basin, and then will, you know, slowly percolate into the ground. But obviously if it's, you know, higher flows, you know, it'll just flow to the standard storm drain down the street. So
this is essentially to prevent any kind of flooding at the skate park?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm assuming it's also to compensate for all the non-permeable service that the skate park will
incur. Correct.
Yes, okay.
Thank you. Okay. Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
And this probably isn't pertinent. I mean, mainly right now, I think the main concern here among the other board members is the financing. So I just want to ask a question with regard to pages 38, 39, and 40 with regard to just the design of the park. And, you know, Aaron Spahn Ranch is mentioned there. And we haven't heard Aaron or his company mentioned recently, but he was very active and contributed a lot of his time and effort with regard to getting this project off the ground, so to speak, getting the planning done, just getting things organized. And I'm just hoping, maybe just making a statement more than posing a question, I'm just hoping that at some point, considering his expertise in this area and his, like I said, commitment to this project, that he will be involved at some point in the future, even though we haven't heard his name for a while. I just wanted to mention that. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice President Gray.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay. Director Scott.
Yes. Thank you, Madam President. I just want to say thank you for a pretty much complete application. This is exactly what we asked for. And I just want to show my appreciation for the fact that we have a complete application and that we can vote knowing what we're voting on. So thank you.
And I echo her thanks. And I read every word of this, as you know.
Well, Madam President, well, we, Mrs. Donson, myself, helped with just organizing it and cleaning it up, but a lot of the work was done long before I arrived. So I can't take any of that credit. You know, Mr. D'Enzo, Mr. Mendoza, Mrs. Amade, they put a lot of work into this. But now it is on the district's, it's district's responsibility, and it's going to be us putting forward the grant. So we're doing everything we can to make sure it is dialed in, so then when it is submitted, it will be ready and primed for being awarded.
Okay.
If that's the board's decision.
Your light is still on, Director Farmer. Did you have more to say?
Yes, actually, General Manager McElhaney just kind of stated what I wanted to comment on, but yes, we definitely want to thank Ray, because Ray was seriously committed to this project, and of course Carlos is as well. But I do want to comment, in the past week or so, it's been our new general manager, Mr. McElhaney, as well as his able assistant, Ms. Dotson, who have really put this project, you know, ultimately put this plan totally together. And I just want to acknowledge that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If there's no more public comment, Mr. Niffen. Of course.
Yep. And maybe I should have just asked somebody out there, but you guys are basically just approving going for the grant,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But you've seen the grant filled out now, right?
Right.
So we're kind of doing it real quick. The normal process right now, you guys would be like, fill out that grant. And somebody would be filling out the grant specifically. Am I correct in that?
And actually, I think the general manager is already working on filling out.
I got you. But in the future, when you approve going for a grant, the grant will be empty. Is that correct? Or do we? Or does someone say, we'd really like to go with this grant? Here it is, all filled out already. Am I missing something here? I mean, I'm stoked because we're on this, and I'm just belaboring this meeting just in the future. Because I feel like we're asking this board to approve going for this grant.
We are.
And we're doing it, and it's due in a week, and we're like, here it is, all filled out. But that's not how the process would normally work, right? It would take, you guys would approve going for the grant, mm-hmm. and it would take a month or two to fill out this grant and then turn it in, right? That would be the normal procedure.
Well, this grant's been discussed for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm belaboring this process.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm, yeah,
and it's been before the Finance Committee twice, and it was recommended here. The reason we didn't approve it last time at the last meeting is because we wanted to see
the specifics.
The
I got
specifics.
It. Yeah.
So
now I belabored whether I was going to show everybody my stupidity, and I
you're
did it
not,
anyway. But
you're
all
not
right.
showing
right
us any stupidity. It's just that, you know, we were elected to be fiscally responsible for this community. And in our efforts to be fiscally responsible, we want to make sure we know exactly what we're voting for. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So okay. Do we have?
I just wanted to follow up on that.
Okay.
Comment. Thank you. It depends also on the nature of the grant. I mean, a small grant for equipment or something is one thing. This one, we wanted to make sure that our obligations were clarified. This grant makes us responsible for the project. We are responsible for financing the project actually, and getting the grant money helps us, but we're on the hook for it, and we wanted to make sure that we were properly protected from there being some snags or unforeseen expenses, and that language is in, you know, it was kind of part of the package of the grant. It wasn't in the grant application itself, but there was supporting documentation that we needed, especially called the grant administration guide, which spells out the obligations and what our contract would be that we'd be signing once we get into it. So we had to find that stuff out, because this is a large, large amount of money to commit from reserves. It's not like a $10,000 grant for some fire equipment or something like that. And there are thresholds that apply to this process.
Okay, Director Farmer.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can make a motion. Is that okay?
I think we're ready for a motion.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that this board approve the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application for the Cambria Skate Park project.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion and a second.
Madam President?
Yes.
Can we add to that and also approve, adopt resolution number 31-2023?
Would you like to restate your grant to say that? I mean, your grant, your motion.
Our council just said that. So okay. Thank you so much. Since I don't see those numbers here right now, I'm just going to, I make the motion adding on what our legal counsel just said. Thank you.
I have a draft, yeah.
And I second.
Okay. And thank you, Mr. Carmel. Okay.
Do you want it read back or do you want?
Why don't you go ahead and read it back?
Director Farmer moved that the board direct staff to submit the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant application for the Cambria Skate Park project and adopt resolution 31-2013. And Director Scott seconded the motion.
Okay. Can do a roll call, please.
Director Farmer?
Aye.
Director Scott?
Aye.
Vice President Gray?
Aye.
President Dean?
Aye.
So can I add one more thing?
Let's see, we have four ayes and one board member absent. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So folks that are out there that might be watching or listening, other than Mr. Clark, and of course, Mr. D'Enzo, other supporters of the skate park didn't get up and speak. So you might wonder who's here. Well, Ms. Amade, Mr. Smith, and other folks are here that have been on. Steve Neffen got up as well, are here and just waiting for the approval, which just happened. So I just want to show everybody, this is from a month ago, the cover of the New Times. Now this is a father and son who were behind the skate park in Napomo. And this project began when this young man was 8 years old. 10 years later, it's approved, he's 18, there's his dad. So I am anticipating in about two and a half years maximum, Ms. Amade and her son will be on the cover of the New Times celebrating our skate park. Right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Ms. Amade.
Can you hear me? All right. I just want to say thank you. I'm going to keep it very brief. It's been a journey of 3 years. We talked about that last Thursday. There's many on this team that aren't here, but I know when I take everything that happened today back to them, there will be tremendous rejoicing. There's a lot more work to be done. I want to thank the staff for digging in and making everything happen for today to make everyone comfortable with the grant submission. We're not going anywhere. We're right alongside of you. And we are so excited to at least have the opportunity to garnish potential funds to get us across the finish line. But we're not done. We're not done fundraising. We're still going to hold our crazy signs. And I know there are many children and children of tourists that welcome this getting to our community as quickly as possible. So this is a deep, deep, deep thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Amade. And I'm hoping the fact that we approved going forward with the grant helps you with the fundraising as well. Ms. Dodson?
I have another member of the public that wishes to speak via Zoom.
Okay.
Chelsea Foster.
Chelsea.
Hello, board. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Just wanted to say thank you for pushing this forward. Without being redundant, there's been a lot of elbow grease that's gone into the project thus far, and to see the board reflect fondly on something leaning in that was designated for Parks and Rec really speaks to the youth of our community and the grandchildren that visit the community. So thank you. And we'll keep fundraising alongside of you. And thank you for the opportunity. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Foster. Is that it, Ms. Dodson?
Yes.
Okay. Director Farmer has his light on.
Thank you. I know that Vice President Gray has expressed his concern about the financing of this particular project. And I want to thank him for voting yes and making this a unanimous vote. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Vice President Gray. Okay, if there's nothing else, and since that was the only agenda item, it is 1:26 and meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
And it's a beautiful sunny day outside, so go outside and celebrate.